This is Buggy Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. It's that time of the year for my annual May Jubilees show. In almost 6 years of the Backyard Chicken Broadcast, I frequently take the opportunity to tie a show to an upcoming holiday. Earlier in this century, I used to grumble about the arbitrary nature of holidays, then moments later found myself begrudgingly acknowledging the value of setting aside a day to remember the importance of forgiveness or love, deceased friends and relatives, or important characters in history. I sometimes bemoan the fact that there are so many holidays, not only the religious-based ones for the many faiths practiced on the planet, and the USA Pride Days and the Pride Days of other nations or cultures we're friendly with, but also the silly holidays like Two Different Colored Shoes Day and Lumpy Rug Day, both on May 3rd, or the Vanity Days. As a prime example, in 2005, the Idaho legislature declared a Napoleon Dynamite Day in honor of a silly movie that gets cheap laughs out of racism and chicken abuse. Fortunately for my love of May, that one falls in April. But I even like most of the silly holidays. A few years ago, I faced the fact that one thing more hypocritical than holidays that are insincerely, inaccurately, or ephemerally celebrated is me, pretending to be some kind of enlightened Scrooge. So, yep, I'm all about holidays. So long as whatever you recognize, especially on one day, you do your best to keep in your heart year-round. I even wrote a song about it. I'll tack it on to the end of this show. I'm such a sucker for holidays, it's hard to choose a favorite. But I love the month of May because of three holidays. International Respect for Chickens Day and Month, International Black Month, which includes Back to Work Week and Back to Work Day, and May Day, which is, depending on your politics and sense of history, the more or less internationally recognized celebration of the social and economic achievements of the labor movement. This year, International Respect for Chickens Day is on May 4th, and Bike to Work Day on May 10th. Personally, I started bicycling to work on April 1st, 1998, and started chickening April 1st, 2003. It wasn't a conscious decision to start either of those passions on April Fool's. But after chickens transformed my life even more than bicycling had, I decided to make April 1st my personal variation of a resolution day, when I start daring new ventures. By May, I know if they'll be lifetime passions. So I think it couldn't be more fitting that bicycle transportation enthusiasts and chicken lovers each reach consensus on making May the month to celebrate their respective passions, and that May Day kicks off the month. Because respectful chickening and bicycling both fit perfectly into the agenda of promoting ways to live and work sustainably on the planet and transition to an economy that provides workers with better opportunity than hazardous factory farm jobs and better ways to get to work than in a traffic jam of single-occupancy vehicles. Chickening and bicycling are about the most important piece of the Buggy Bacall agenda, having a good time. Of course, for Bike Month, you should ride your bicycle, and you can join others at it in one of the Bike Month events organized in nearly every North American community. You can celebrate Respect the Chicken Month a number of ways. You could just think kind thoughts about chickens, learn more about chickens by reading articles about them, or you could take action, vowing not to eat any factory-farmed eggs or meat, and preferably avoiding anything misleadingly labeled free-range or cage-free, unless you really know for sure that the chickens are living on pasture or in a nice yard. Getting factory eggs out of your diet may noticeably improve your health, even in as little as a month. You could also seek out a local backyard chickener. Give them a visit. If they're anything like me, they'll love to tell you as much as you can hear about their flock and chickens in general. And hopefully that will lead you to sign on to the Buggy Bacall agenda and start your own flock. If you're already a chickener, you could host visits to your coop or celebrate two birds with one show by doing a tour of multiple coops by bicycle. My regular listeners know the Buggy Bacall agenda is to have a chicken or three inhabit outdoor spaces across North America, rural, urban, and suburban, because chickens provide pesticide-free bug control, all-natural composting, tilling, and fertilizing service for your soil, delicious, nutritious, cruelty-free eggs, and because their presence promotes peace and tolerance with their inspiring lovability. Bicycles can't do all that, but what they can do, if you use them for transportation, is help address dwindling oil supply, anthropogenic climate change, and local air quality issues. But on a purely self-interested level, bicycling saves you money, is good for your health, and reduces stress. Just like backyard chickening, what's good for you is good for the planet, and what's good for the planet is good for you. Another piece of evidence of the connection is that one of my favorite chickens ever, Neem always enjoyed hitching a ride with me when I went on my bicycle. There's even video of it. Another thing backyard chickens and bicycles have in common is efficiency. Bicycling is the most energy-efficient mode of transportation. It doesn't require petroleum and beats walking the same distance by an energy factor of 3-1. In the same vein, backyard chickens are the most efficient converters of feed to protein of any livestock. To most people, efficiency is a self-evident good thing. But when it comes to land use and transportation, efficiency is a matter of planetary survival. Centralized industrial agriculture, the method used to produce the vast majority of our food, requires massive amounts of petroleum in production with tractors and synthetic fertilizers, and in delivery to grocery stores through truck trips to distribution centers to stores to homes. It's not as efficient as it seems because the inefficiencies are hidden. And not only does petroleum use introduce toxic byproducts into our air, soil, and water, but the smartest people I know all agree we're running out. If you want to hear more about peak oil, you can refer to some people who know a lot more about it than I do, like Carl Ettnayer, my fellow bicycling chickener, who features the Backyard Chicken broadcast on his Relocalizing Vermont radio show and engages in multiple forms of outreach on peak oil, and even better, transitioning to build resilient, stable communities. And by the way, every peak oiler I've ever met also talks about the related problem of our inadequately diversified mono-economy that creates the kind of wealth disparities that has relegated the labor movement to all but forgotten. So bike to work with your chicken, or bike home to your chickens, or bike over to the nearest neighboring hobby or small farm and commune with their chickens. Whatever you can do to celebrate Bicycle Month and International Respect the Chicken Month at the same time is a beautiful thing. If you choose, you can even add in a few more May events by having a bicycle ride with your mother, sharing some true free-range eggs with her, and discussing the social and economic achievements of the labor movement, or by bicycling to a Cinco de Mayo party and contributing your locally sustainably produced snacks and beverages. You get the idea. The important thing is to always keep in your heart and actions the reason for the season. Sustainability, cooperation with your fellow critters, and of course, having a good time.
We don't need a holiday to be generous or amorous, or a Monday in September for us to honor those who died. The important days in history are burned into our memory, and we don't need a groundhog to let us know it's cold outside. I know this holiday I'll hold you near, 'cause every single day comes but once a year, and I don't need to know exactly how long we're here to know tonight's my night to love you, my dear. Consistently, we respectfully treat Orpingtons and working men, and bicycling to work is something we do all year round. Anyway, a year or day can be defined quite differently by Romans, Hebrews, Aztecs, Greeks, or Martians, I have found. I know this holiday I'll hold you near, 'cause every single day comes but once a year, and I don't need to know exactly how long we're here to know tonight's my chance to love you, my dear. Come here. Rocky, 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 Rocky.